Zog the Gemara again, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, in the middle of the Amid, around five lines before it gets wide. Umi Sagale Betakanta? How could you just have another wife prepped for the Kohen Gadol in case Meis Ishta and you need Beisoi? After all, Beisoi Rachmona Vachlav Beisoi. This second wife is not Beisoi, you weren't Mekadosher yet. Enter the Gemara of the Mekadosh law. You talk about Mekadosher. Even if you're Mekadosher, it's still not Beisoi until Knisa Lechupa. Enter the Gemara of the Konis law. You attack a Machnesa Lechupa, you're a Boaleo, so then it will be before the 7 days, and then Taka would be considered Beisoi. Im Kein, Havelishne Batim. So, Fak the Gemara, what do you gain by having another wife? It says v'chipe ba'adoi v'ad beisoi. It's mashma only one. V'rachmono v'chipe ba'adoi v'ad beisoi. V'loi bat shnei batim, and you have two wives over here. So gemara dehodem megarish lo. You marry her and you divorce her. V'gemara imegarish lo hadekushen leduchta. You only have one, and it might end up being that the wife died and you have none. So what do you gain by marrying another wife, mean kodes her and divorcing her? And if you don't divorce her, you have two batim. So how do you get out of this problem of not having two batim and only having one? And if the wife dies, you might have none. This is the Gemara says that you make a tnai in the gerushin, that you take the second wife and you marry her and you divorce her, but al tnai in order that she'll end up, he'll end up having one bias and not two batim. Now we're never choshesh for two mises, like we said before in the Gemara, even though you're not choshesh for two mises, for one mis you're choshesh. So merely you make a gerushin al tnai and you'll end up, and the Gemara's going to go through the sugya, how the Gershon Atnai works, that you end up only with one bias, v'chipi ba'adei bat beisoi, and not shnei batim, and not hechatimtza, of not having any bias at all. So this we got up to. The Gemara says, what's the Tnai, the Megash L'Atnai, the Omalo? The first attempt, the Gemara wants to say what the Tnai is. Hareze giteich, amanashe tomusi. That means, the second wife I'm giving a get, I'm marrying her, and I'm giving her a get, amanas, on condition she tomusi. That means, when she dies, on Yom Kippur, we assume she does Yom Kippur, one of them might die on Yom Kippur. So then it will be a get l'mafreya for that wife. So we're worried that the first wife might die and merely have a second wife. If the second wife remains alive and dies during Yom Kippur, so then she'll be divorced l'mafreya, so you only have the first wife, because you're not choshesh two wives are going to die. If the first wife dies, then we're not choshesh the second wife dies, so then it's not a get. It's only a get amnasha tamusi if she dies. So if the first wife dies, the second one is a wife, because the get's only amanasha tumusi. And if the second wife dies, then it will be a get l'mafreya, and you'll have the first wife. That's the Gemara's first echatimtza. So Gemara da omelo, hareza gitech, will be a get l'mafreya, amanasha tumusi when you die. Zog Rashi, b'yoyim ha-kipurim, amanasha tumusi b'yoyim ha-kipurim, v'meisa b'yoyim, she dies that day, nimtza get l'mafreya, v'ein kan ala ba'yisechot, you have the first wife. V'im loy meisa, and she doesn't die, u'meisa chaverta, and the other one dies, so nishra loy zois, then this woman will remain, the second one will remain a wife. She ain't a get, it's only a get if she dies, not if the first one dies. Now, the Gemara is right, we're going to ask all types of kashas. Dr. Rashi, v'chol sugi zois ain't terutzin sheba yichon lamed. The teretz is not really a final teretz. Ki yesh la'en shuvas rabbis, there's many questions we're going to ask. V'ein ele ki melamdin oison, it's come to teach us. V'shim toima kein, yesh loshev kein. That's the derech of shakla v'tayya. You have a question, you could say like this. Ve'ena meisha called tshuva sheyesh lohoshiv. Betzim, we can answer all the questions in one shot. Ki ba'achasu mesalka l'tayas b'inyin acher. At shemid al mechoynoi. The Gemara gives the final attempt. I believe it's 10 times. The 10th attempt in the Tanai is going to be the final teretz. Now, before the Gemara gives all the other echatimtzes, there's a kasha that the Gvura Sari, the Shagasai and Gvura Sari, and also in Shagasai and Simen Tzarites, he asks, why can the Gemara say posh echatimtza? I'm a kaddish, and I'm machnes l'chupa, the second wife, b'tnai, if the first wife dies. So then she's mekudesh es l'mafreya. Meaning, I'm a kaddish before Yom Kippur, the second wife, and machnes l'chupa b'tnai. When am I mekadesh her? Before Yom Kippur, if the first wife dies, then she'll be mekudesh es. The kinnah should be chal on Yom Kippur if the original wife dies. So the achronim, Reb Kivega, they all come out from here in the Trumas HaDeshen, that it comes out over here, halacha l'maisa, that you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yom Kippur, that should be chal on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos. Because since you can't make kinyanim on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so maybe you can't even make a kinyan before that it should be chal on Shabbos. And that's a big shail in Dachroinim, in Poiskim, in Mogen Avram. Could you do a mice of a kinyan before Shabbos that the kinyan should be chal on Shabbos? And that would be, this will be a reason why itaka wouldn't work this tanai. Because even though you're being mekadesh in machnas dechuppah before, but since it's betanai shim yomis vishoina, then it should be chal on Yom Kippur. So that's called a maisa kinyan to do before, to be chal on Shabbos, will be chisorin in kinyonim, even on Shavuos on Shabbos, because you can't do a maisa before that the kinyan should be chal on Shabbos. So this is Moshe Zetshuvan in Archaim and Chelek Gimel on this, if Yitakin can do a kinyan on Erev Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos or not. So continues the Gemara, the reason why this tonight is no good, when you say Areza Gitach HaMenashe Tomusi, V'dilma loy maisa, meaning maybe both of them won't die. The most we're concerned about is that one might die, but if they both die, that we're not choshed for. We said it before in the Gemara. So if both don't die, V'hava l'shnei batim, because the first one I married, and she didn't die. And the second one, I said it's only a get when she dies. So if she didn't die, then she remains with two batim. He remains with two batim. V'chipe batim v'ad beisev lo shnei batim. Zog demore elo de omelo arezi gitech amanash shaloi tomusi. I'm giving the second one a get on condition that she will not die. The hainu, iloi maisa, if she doesn't die, the migashalo, then amafreya, he's divorced from the second one. Vi maisa, and if she taka does die, so then hokai mahach. If she dies, so then she's not married to him. But then we're not choshed, the first one's going to die. So we maise, if the second one dies, so then it's taka not a get. So then, but she's not around. But she's not a get, but it's not around either. You need one wife. So kai mahach, you still have the first. So Melu, you're guaranteed to have one wife. The tanai is very poshut. Hareza gita amnash loy tumusi. So I loy musi, if she doesn't die, so then what? Then migashalo, then it's a get. It's only a get amnash loy tumusi. It's a get if you do not die. So if the second wife does not die, so then it's a get the mafreya. She's out of the picture. V'i maisa, and if she taka does die, so then it's not a get. So then she's taka not around. She doesn't have a wife. But hokai mahach, you still have the rishon. So merely you are guaranteed to have one of the wives. On that, the Gemara asks, v'dil mehiloi maisa. Maybe she taka doesn't die. And if she doesn't die, it's a get. So she's out of the picture, the second wife. V'avela gita da hagita. And umaisi chavito. You're always choshed for one to die. So maybe the first one will die. V'kom lebel abayis. And then you don't have any wives. We're looking for v'chipa bada bad beisa to have one. You might end up with none. Elo zog di Gemara, do'omala amanashe tomus achas mikem. So you're giving a get amanas that one of you die. So meisa ha. Kaimahach, if one of them dies, then you have the second one. And Meisahach, if the second one dies, or Kaimaho. And Amanashe Thomas Achzmikam, it's a get lemafreya, so you end up with one. Frek the Mora, maybe it's still possible none of them die. Vidumala Maisi, maybe none of them die. Viloi Chadiminayu, none of them die. Vahavle Shnei Batim, because it's only a get if Maisi, if Amanashe Thomas Achzmikam. If none of them die, then you end up with two Batim. That's one kasha on this teretz. V'oid ki agavnim yavagita. Since the get is mitli toli until you die, amanashe tomus. So then a get that you're not menutik in ganzen, you're still connected until your death, until the end of your life. That's not called a get miyavagita because it's a get atche tomus. That means kol yemei chaya you're still ogid until the misa, and only then is it a get. So that's not a nituk, that's an agidus.
If you give a get with a tanai, amanas that you do not drink wine, kol yemei chaya v'chayechi, and since your whole life you're connected with this nether that you can't drink wine, so oibazoi ain't a krisis, so it's not a good krisis. However, if you say it's dependent on someone else's life, then I raise the cases. Because if that person dies, so then the life of the wife is not dependent on it, so it's a get because it's only Amanash Letish Tiyayin B'chaye Ployni. But after Chaye Ployni, it's Taka in Gansin Menutuk. So then it is a crisis. So over here, when you say it's Amanash Thomas Achzmikem, it can't be your own life, because your own life makes it that it's not a real Nituk.
Zog de Gemara Elo de Omelo. So you're talking not being toiler it in your life. That means if the first wife does not die, so then it's a get. I don't want to have two wives. So if the first wife does not die, that means she stays around. So then I want you, the second wife, to be megureshes. And if the first wife does not die, so then that means the first wife is around. So the migasho, then your get will be chal. I don't want you if the first wife is around. So again, it's a get if the first wife does not die. So iloi maisa chaveto, if the first wife does not die, migasho. I don't want you around if the first wife is still around. So it's a get if the first wife doesn't die. Vi maisa, and if the first wife taka does die, so then
The first wife is out. I don't want you divorced because I need you. If the first one dies, so you have the second wife. The second wife is only Megureshes Amanas Sheloito Mischaveto. It's only a get when the first wife stays and doesn't die. So if the first wife does not die, so then the second one is divorced. So you have the first. And if the first one Taka dies, so then the get's not Chal, so you have the second wife. So Meli, you're covered with one of the two wives.
That means, if the first wife dies, you want the second wife to remain married and not to be a get. It's only a get if the first wife does not die. So if the first wife does not die, so then the get stuck a chal from the second one. And if the first wife does die, so then the get's not chal, you have the second wife. But if the first wife dies, then we said that it's not a get. It's only a get when she doesn't die. V'dilma ma'isa, maybe she dies, so it's not a get. But when does she die? V'dilma ma'isa chavata b'palga d'avoida. Maybe the first wife dies in the middle of d'avoida, in half of the day, in the middle of d'avoida. So if she dies in the middle of d'avoida, enichami, the second wife is not megureshes, because it's only megureshes, amrasha loyta was chavata. And now that she died, it's not a get. But the first wife is also around in the middle of d'avoida. And in the middle of d'avoida, till she dies, it's considered because she only died in the middle of that voida.
It'll end up being the second wife is not a get because the maize she ended up dying. And when did she die? In the middle of that voida. Till the half of the day when she's still alive, it's shnei batim because the first wife is still around till she dies. So it's not that woman is only died. So during the Chatzi Avoida, till the Chatzi Avoida, you have Shtei Batim. You have the second wife, which is not divorced because the first wife died. And you have the first wife that only died in the middle of the Avoida. So during the Avoida, you have Shtei Batim. V'chip abad abad beisoy, v'loy Shtei Batim.
Zog the Gemara, Ela de Omelo hareze giteich. I'm giving you this second wife a get. Amanas et Thomas chavertech. Amanas that the first one dies. So if the first one dies, then the second one is divorced. So Gemara asks the obvious question. V'dilma ma'isa chaveto. If the first one dies, v'havel gito. So then the second one is divorced. He ended up with no one. The hagito v'kom lebeloi bayis. Zog di gemara. And if you end up with no bayis, then it's no v'chipa bad beisa again. So that's gemara's kasha. V'dilma ma'isa chaveto v'havel gito the hagito. So the second one gets a get. V'kom lebeloi bayis. Elo zog di gemara. D'megarish lo l'tavayu. You take a divorce both of them with two different tenoyim. L'chado omer lo arei zegita chamanash shaloi tomus chaveto. To one of them you say, to the second one you say, it's a get. When is it a get? Amanash loy tomus chavetach, when the first one does not die. So if the first one does not die, I don't need the second one. So you're out. Ulechado omar, and to the other one he says, hareze gitech amanash loy tikonzi lebeis hakneses. It's a get if you do not enter on Yom Kippur the Beis Hakneses. That means, if you do not enter Beis Hakneses, so then you're lemafreya a get. So then you're not considered my wife.
So what the Mara gains by this is the first one does not die, so then the second one's gerushin is chal, and only the first one is a wife. And if the first one taka dies, so then the get of the second one is taka bottle, and only the second one is the wife. Now, even if the first one is going to die in the middle of the avoida, so we had a kasha before, you end up with two batim in the middle of the avoida, that's not called the first one is not called his wife anymore. Because since with her death, it was nisbarer that she did not enter the Beis Knesses, so she's megureshes. So Mela on Yom Kippur, she's not a wife, even if she died in the middle of the avoida. And that's what we're dealing by the second tonight, that Abarash loy tikonsi le Beis Knesses. Frek di gemora kashan dem, v'dom loy ma'isi chavito. Maybe the first wife did not die. And v'loy ayla hi le Beis Knesses. And Mela, likewise, she did not enter the Beis Knesses. So if the first one did not die, so the second one is a get. And likewise, the first one is not married, because if she didn't enter the Beis Knesset, she's also divorced. So you end up with no one. So male, if the first one doesn't die, so the second one is Megureshes. And the first one does not enter Beis Knesset, so Vaita, she's Megureshes. You end up with no one. Ella's like the mother, you make two conditions in both wives, but not the two conditions that one is totally in the Misa and the other one is totally in Beis Knesses when she enters, but it's totally in me entering. Ella zog demora, lechad omel arei zigitech, For the second one, he says, it's a get. Amanas, that the first one does not die. Meaning, I don't need you around if the first one doesn't die. So you're megureshes. Ulechad Omar, and to the first one, he says, Hareze Gitech, it's only divorced. L'mafreya, when? Amanashe Kones Ani LeBeis HaKnesses. When I enter the Beis HaKnesses. So now it's really totally in me. So now I can juggle and say as follows. D'imaiseho, if the first one dies, Hokaimaho. So then you have the second one. That's not a get. It's only a get if what? If the first one does not die, right? Amanas shaloi tomes chavetach it's a get. So imaisi ho, if the first one dies, okay maho, you have the second one. Vimaisi ho, okay maho, and if the second one dies, you have the first. Michael, what are you going to say? Dilma maisi chavetove palgo davoida, and maybe she'll die in the middle of davoida. And then what's going to happen? And then it'll end up being vavod lavoid lemafrei b'shnei batim, and lemafrei you'll have, because if the first one dies, then the second one is not divorced. And but she might die in the middle of lavoid, and you end up two batim. The over lavoid b'shlemafrei b'shnei batim, ichozilo de kabayel meimas. If I see that she's about to die, the first wife, so kodim iu va'ay lebeis haknesses, I quickly enter the beis haknesses in the middle of lavoid. So melu mashvil legita the ha gita lemafreya, and then she'll be divorced retroactively. So it won't be two batim, because if the first one dies, the second one is not divorced. And I, you're going to worry that maybe the first one will only die in the middle of the avoida, since it's totally me entering the Beis Knesses, I can enter the Beis Knesses. If I enter the Beis Knesses, she's Megureshet L'Mafreya, so I end up only with the second wife, so it's not going to be Shtei Batim, it's only going to be Bayis Echod. So that's the Maskonah, the Teretz and the Tanoim. The second one you say, L'chada Omer, to the second one you say that what? It's a get if the first one doesn't die. That means, if the first one does not die, I don't need you. So you're out of the picture. Only have the first. And to the first one you say, it's a get on condition that I enter the Beis Knesset, then it'll be a get l'mafreya. So now you're covered. You're for sure with one and not with two and not with none. Why? If the first one dies, so then we said, it's not going to be a get for the second one. It's only a get. So if the first one dies, you have the second wife. Elamai, you're going to say, if the second one dies, and you're covered likewise the other way too. If the second one dies, so kaimo, you have the first wife. Because she remains his wife. It's only divorced if I enter Beis Knesses. I won't enter Beis Knesses. Michael, what are you going to say? Maybe the first one will take a die. So it's not a get for the second one, but she'll only die by Palga de Yoima, and she'll end up having two batim. You'll end up having two batim during the Palga Avoida, so over the Avoida Lemafreya b'shnei batim. So that the Gemara says, Ichozi the koboy lemeimas. If I see that my first wife is goisessa, she's about to die. So, and Mamela, the second one is not going to be a get, but I don't want it to be Palga de Yoyme that in half the Avoida I have two batim. So, kodim iu v'ayel, I can go to the Beis Knesses before she dies. Pasha the Tanayitz in Miskayim when she's still alive. So, I kodim iu v'ayel Beis Knesses. So the first one will be divorced to Mafreya, so I'll end up having only the second wife, because the Gerushin is not Chal if Maisi Ho, if the first one dies. And that's the Echetimtza of having one bias. Now the Kvega has a Kasha, like we said, we started off before, a similar Kasha that's asked by the other Achronim, that you can be Mekadesh the Shniya B'Tanai, that you will enter the Beis Knesses. And the first one, you're Megarish Amanas, that you'll enter the Beis Knesses. The Hainu, I'm a Kaddish, the second one, but tonight I'll enter. And the first one, I'm a Garish, I'll tonight that I'll enter. So if I see that the first one is about to die, I go into the Beis Knesses. So Mela, I'll be Mugres Lamafreya from the first, and the Shni will be Mukadesh Lamafreya. Very simple Cheshbon. I, both of them are mitli totally in entering Beis Knesses. The first one will be divorced, and the second will be married. All totally in the Beis Knesses. So, and then you only end up with one. So on that, the same teretz the Achronim is, that just like you can't do a shvus, a kinyan on Shabbos, you can't do a kinyan on Erev Shabbos that should be chal on Shabbos. And Mamela, the Maisi Kiddushin, and the Maisi Gerushin to be chal on Shabbos, over here be oivan two shvusim. Side Gerushin of the first, and side Kiddushin of the second. So Mamela, the Gemara rather say in Echatimtza, that you may garish the second one, Amalash Shaloi Tomus Orishoino, and you may garish the first one, Amanas that will enter the Beis Knesses. So then I can always enter the Beis Knesses, and then Dr. Bikivega, it's only one shvus. So it's better to be over on one shvus rather than two shvusim. So what the Echetimtza of Bikivega is really be over on two shvusim on Shabbos, where the Kinyan is chal. Here we're saying the Kinyan of Gerushin will take bichal on Yom Kippur itself. So that's one shvus akoponim that we're less worried about. That's the sugya of doing a Kinyan before to be chal on Shabbos. So two shvusim, Bikivega says that we don't want to say such an Echetimtza.
Elame ato, we just established that what? That besoy means, b'chipa bat about besoy means one bias and not two batim. We made this hechatimtza finally that it's only one bias. So by Yibam Medosa says to be maimed shem ochiv hames, he mekaim the bias. So eba zoy elame ato, shtei avomes abois me bias echad lo yisyabu. Whenever a person leaves behind two wives, so maybe there's no parsha of Yibum, because bayis echadam rachmona emameila, it's never, there's no parsha of Yibum in the first place. So Rashi, shoylo shtei noshim, loy tisyabim afilo achas, even one should not be misyabim. The bayis echad ksiv, it says bayis, and bayis means one and not two, and here there's echatimts of two batim, avad, only one does Yibum, but maybe it's a chisorin and the nefila, it's called two batim, because you need bayis echad only. So come on, no, by Yibum there's a special ribu, even with two wives, there's a parsha of Yibum. Yivimta ribo. Maskula Ravina, another kasha, Vitem Rav Shravya, Elamiata Arusa Litziabim. Since we said that a bias is only considered, we said Knisa L'chupa, V'chipa Badabad Beisoy. It's not enough to be Mekudeshes. You have to have Knisa L'chupa, even beer, but come on, you have to have Knisa L'chupa. So, Melan Oibazoy, the bias by Yibum should also not be considered an Arusa, should not be Neufel Yibum. Elamiata Arusa Litziabim. Zogt Rashi, do bayis ksiv at amed le'el kol kamed le'konis la beis hayi? And that Gemara answers, no. Hachutza, it says in the Pasha of Yibum, lo'si eish sameis hachutza lizor. From the word hachutza, the Pasha means that she shouldn't be married someone from the shuk without doing a chalitza or Yibum. So we touch the word hachutza, lo'si eish sameis hachutza, that even if she's a chutzanik, meaning she's an only arusa, she also has a Pasha of Yibum and she can't go lizor. Hachutza l'rabbis is arusa. So melon arusa is nisrabba, yivimta is a marba, even if it's two yivomis, and hachutza is marba, even in arusa. So even though by us in the parish of Yom Kippur, v'chibah bad beisoy, beisa means only one, and beisa means dafka knisa l'chupa. By Yibun, the special ribuyim, even in Arusa, and even if it's shtei noshim, still there's a parish of nefila of one of them. We'll stop over here by the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon.